Another day, another win.
Yet Kenny Cott is acting like a bitch. Good afternoon, everybody. We got to have this conversation.
It was 5 seconds in.
Yep. Stray received. Look, I'm going to save the bigger topic for tomorrow, Rico, when we have more time.
Okay.
Because I think we should get ahead of something. And hell, maybe we just do it both days. You and I have been pretty convinced. All right. It doesn't matter that all these guys from the minors had five ERAs, and now they're Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
Go look. It doesn't matter because what they're doing now, it's not stopping. So, like, we've talked about, stop doubting that they can keep it up. When you've done it for 4, 5, 6 weeks, like, it's not going to stop. And we've also talked about, all right, well, the Twins and Royals, they just want to go golfing. They can't win games. We reached mortal lock stage yesterday. Like, it's happening. They're going to the playoffs. You can say it, but yet you end up with Kenny Cott and his rubber ducky. No. I'm scared to say mortal lock.
That's not at all what I said.
That
first
is exactly
of all,
what you did
previously. A misrepresentation.
Okay, tell me where you're at and why you won't say you're in the playoffs. It's mortal lock.
It's not mortal lock for me yet.
Why?
Give me two more wins.
Whoa.
What?
Then Mike was right. You won't say it's a mortal lock.
Wait a minute. I have to clear my throat.
Bitch. See, now that's where we start to have problems here. No, I think gun to my head, yes, I think they make the playoffs. I think
okay.
They do. But I'm not saying mortal lock yet. I just need a couple more wins. That's all.
Kenny, but you're going to get them.
Hold on, Mike.
Yeah.
Rico, are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you as confused as I am confused?
I'm not confused, David. Here's what it is. It's like when you write a paper. His thesis statement is they're not a mortal lock. Now, he wrote a whole bunch of other stuff, but you always go to the second paragraph to see what is the thesis statement.
Right.
His thesis statement was they are not a mortal lock yet. He does not believe this team is going to make the playoffs yet. He needs two more games in order to feel comfortable. I don't know why this team is in. I've been saying they have been trending this way for the longest. After this weekend, right now, my only concern, what city are you flying to? Because you're in.
Or
can you do enough
to not need Scooble?
Oh, that was already off the
table.
I feel
like Scooble's off the table in Chicago.
Yeah,
Chicago. Can we just say it?
After this weekend.
He's starting game one.
Yeah, they were in the playoffs, and this was going to be Scooble's last game.
I just wonder if they're going to have rally towels, or if we're going to take the bit-bits out of storage and hand people packets of failed candy.
You know,
we can just have them waving that.
We could bring back the rally goose.
Whatever
I
you
don't
like.
Care.
The Zubaz.
Yeah.
Look, here's my question. Because the bigger thing here is,
why Kenny doesn't believe?
No. Is how far can they take it? And my answer might surprise you. But if Kenny can't work his way to just accepting you're going to the playoffs, then he doesn't deserve to hear the second question. But my thing is this. Kenny thinks it strays. It's not. I want to rally support. I want to find out if Kenny has friends, so to speak. I want to find out if people are leaving the ballpark overjoyed, but nervous. Overjoyed, but not convinced. Overjoyed, but not accepting of the reality that you've earned the right to walk around with a pimp chalice. You are Don Juan. You are going to be the second team in Major League Baseball history to go from ashy to classy, so to speak. Like, you are going from the outhouse to the penthouse. It's been 51 years since the Mets did it, to be at least 8 games under .500 on August 11th and make the playoffs. Why can't you just say it with your chest, Kenny? And you don't have to understand it, people. Nobody can. Anyone who claims that they understand it or that this is foretold is a clown. Like, guys in the minors like Herter and Gunther and Salmon, dude, these dudes are rocking five ERAs in places like Erie and Toledo. They have come up here and turned into the 96 Yankees bullpen. You don't believe me, just look at the numbers. So, Rico, I want to offer it because tomorrow, the how far this team can take it. I don't know that people are going to be accepting of what I say, but I dare them to argue it is going to be my approach. Now, do you want to open that gift box? Treat this like Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve, we were always allowed to open one present.
Yeah, we were too.
Highly restricted list. You never got to open the specific one you had eyes for.
Really?
Nah, you'd always get the pity one.
See, that's where I found out, careful what's in the box, because, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I would, I wanted to, that one. I figured you would.
Right, it's a dead battery. Right. My point is, you can choose to open the present. But just understand, if you open it today, we're still going to be talking about it tomorrow.
Right.
I'm happy to do it. But I want to know if Kenny, what percentage of this fan base does Kenny represent? Kenny's not negative. Kenny's not at all knocking the team. No. He's just a scared, injured deer. And he's looking for his flock or whatever deer travel in.
I think Kenny probably represents a good 50% of this fan base. I do.
I think it's 10.
I think it's a lot more
than
that. Okay.
Look, I don't think anyone, you got to be a spineless jellyfish to be acting like Kenny. Right?
These are the same people who, even though it's a different sport, won't say the words Lions and Super Bowl in the same sentence.
Lions are going to the Super Bowl. No, there, I said it.
No, you can't. But I don't want to jinx it. There's a lot more people like Kenny than you want to believe that will say all the platitudes. And, you know, we're this. Are they going to the playoffs? Well,
Jim. Yeah. Right, everyone turns into Tony Romo.
Right. Instead of just saying it with your chest and believing this team's going. I mean, think about how when we were saying, hey, back when we were, when we said the Fangraphs was wrong and people were like, well.
Funny
well,
you mentioned it. Ready?
Yeah.
Hot off the presses. Fangraphs just can't get this right, can they? Today's updated playoff odds, 70.3. They're only about 29.7% off.
Yeah.
Fangraphs just won't allow it. The supercomputers who lack human emotion and who lack knowledge of how much tailpipe the Twins and Royals have been inhaling over the last month.
Right. It's and not who you're 70. Going to play.
Yeah.
Right. It's ridiculous. I mean, they will be in the wild card and Fangraphs will finally update and say, all right, we think they're at about 85%.
Right.
First pitch is in 10 minutes.
They're in game two of the wild card and Fangraphs is like, well, 83.4%. I want to hear from the people. Kenny's not ready to say they're in. Kenny needs more. And whether I just want to know where you're at with it. Now, part two of this is how far can this team take it? I'm happy to go there if Rico wants to open that box. That's primarily a tomorrow topic.
Let's see where we can go. We may be able to just save that one, Mike, because I think you're going to have a lot of people like Kenny. And I want to say this. And this may be why Kenny has actually told us this is why he feels this way, if you think back. And a buddy of mine just sent me a text.
What?
You know what it is? It's still based off of being invested in the Red Wings and how you were hurt and how you thought they were in and how you just knew you were ready to fly your car flag. And then the games happened and the next thing you know, you're outside looking in. So I think a lot of people with the PTSD
that's weak.
Of the Red Wings, I didn't say it wasn't, David.
You have to be willing to be hurt again. And that's what this is. But I don't even think it's being hurt again because it is a mortal lock.
David,
I'm preparing
also,
my menu for next Tuesday.
How can you be hurt for something that's a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence? Not just for you. Not just for fans in this city. For the sport of baseball. I want to repeat that again. It is a once-in-50-year or twice-in-150-year occurrence. Man, this is crazier than some of Rico's eclipses he uses his moon room for.
Those are real.
Whatever. The point is, this is, how could you possibly not just roll with it at this point? Look, Rico and I were selling you 2 weeks ago. Fangraphs is off base here. Like, we see what's happening. But now? I'd love to hear it. Let's get into it. And I am happy to get into how far can they take it when they're in the playoffs, not if, Kenneth. But I want to hear from the people. If you are like Kenny, I thought, let's get everyone on the same page today. And then tomorrow, I'm going to be in for a fight. I know it, because I'm going to say something, and people are going to think I should be drug tested. But we'll talk about it.
I may allow the people to get a little sample of that.
Oh, the first hit?
Yeah.
The little baggie of Blue Magic?
Yeah.
There you go. It's the purest thing you've ever seen. 248-539.
It's Blue Magic.
9797 coming up at 5:15. Nikki Barnes. We got a lot to do. All right, David, ticket text. And again, I'm trying to do this in two parts. One is saving Kenny Cott consternation. You're in. Relax. Breathe. When you got out of that second and third no outs in Baltimore in the bottom of the ninth, you were in that day. And when the Twins clown card in a double dip by a score of like 38-2, you were in. Why Kenny's fighting it, I don't know. It's okay. It's PTSD for him from his wretched hockey team that refuses to make the playoffs. But I also want to have a conversation primarily tomorrow. How far can this team take it? I've got an opinion. I don't know if you're going to agree with it. But I don't really care. It's exciting. David, what do the ticket texters have to say as we get started here?
Kenny is Charmin soft. Needs to see two more wins when we play the White Sox. He's got, well, not going to read the rest of that.
Yeah, please keep it clean on a Tuesday. Thank you.
Voodoo. That's what this is. I am not worried at all. Kenny is a total cat. Aaron N. Taylor. Someone else says, guys, it's baseball. Anything can happen in these next five games. We can be excited, but this is not a lock yet.
Kenny, you can't be writing ticket texts. That's a breach of contract.
No, that's not Kenny. That's his brothers. Kenny is not a total cat. I think Kenny represents half of the Tigers fan base who want to believe, who thinks it's going to happen. They just can't actually form the words and put their heart out there to get broken and say that they're in.
My point is, how could you get your heart broken when you're making history? Heartbreak is the byproduct of failed expectation. They had a 0% shot of this on August 11th.
Oh, no.
They had an 8% shot on September 14th. You can't be heartbroken.
No,
that's like being heartbroken you didn't win the Powerball.
No, this isn't heartbroken. This is you're at the bar and the girl actually pushed somebody aside and is pointing to the seat telling you to sit down. And you're like, well, what if she's just setting me up? Just go sit down.
Roberts. David, go ahead.
I'll be convinced the first game of the playoff. Otherwise, I'll be stressing.
Oh, my.
Someone else says, Tigers car flags are going up right now.
Do they even make those?
It's probably an old one. I don't think they make them
That's
anymore.
More of a Red Wing thing.
Oh, you know what? Maybe we should have created voodoo flags.
No.
No, we should have.
Tito's driving around Metro Detroit. Yeah.
Rico, this station can't restock a water cooler.
Well,
you think they can produce voodoo flags in short order?
By we, I meant we. I mean like
oh,
us.
Oh, so now we're selling mixtapes.
Do it our phone.
Out of Rico's trunk.
It worked for MC Hammer.
Right.
You got the stuff?
Right.
Need to give Chris Fetter 10-year, $100 million contract. He's the reason we're making it to the playoffs.
I don't understand how A.J. Hinch won't receive Manager of the Year for pulling this off. It's not a Scott Harris thing. It's a Hinch thing. Yeah, hey, A.J., here's a bunch of guys with a 5 ERA from the minors. Yeah, A.J., here you go. We traded Jack Flaherty. Yeah, here's some kids that we were going to call up regardless who I didn't draft. Here you go. Like, Hinch and Fetter together have engineered, it is one of the great rallies to the postseason you've ever seen. Because it's historical.
Mike, it is, which, I mean, it's leading to a topic that I'm sure we're going to do at some point of,
what?
I mean, the more valuable assistant between Fetter and Johnson. Like, which one of these
Ben
guys? Yeah. Like, which one of these guys are like, man, you can't let him go. You can only keep one. You got to keep this guy.
Let's get some people involved. Let's see what they've got to say. And again, if you want to support Kenny, do it. I just don't know what you're nervous about. Let's go to Steve. He'll bat lead off today. Stevie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much, guys. Love it. Rico, I'm going to take your Christmas tree analogy. It's like the present you know you're going to get is underneath the tree. It's that guitar-shaped present. But I'm enjoying every day because this is a pennant race. Every game is awesome up into that. I'm not even thinking about the playoffs. I know the gifts are there. I'm just enjoying each game.
So you're a more measured child, that you know you're getting what you want, but knowing it's under the tree is good enough for you.
Yeah, it's the guitar outline. I know what that is.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not thinking about the playoffs yet because we're not there yet. It's 6 days away. Let's just enjoy each game. We haven't had a pennant race in forever.
No. No, and having one in the most unlikely in modern baseball history makes it more fun.
It's even better.
Yes.
Yep.
Because, Steve, absolutely. Here's what happens, right? This is innocent. It's innocent. It's unexpected. It's cosmic. Next year, expectations are going to change how you watch your baseball team, just like they've changed how you watch your football team.
Right, and this is pure baseball. This doesn't happen in other sports. This is baseball, and that's what I guess I miss about it.
Yeah, I think the only sport that emulates it would be the NFL, where teams go worst to first, or teams can get in as the last team in and win a Super Bowl. You don't really see it.
Hockey.
Hockey, I would ask Kenny. I mean, like, I remember the 06 Oilers when they made that big run and they had Rolly to goalie. The 93 Islanders were the 8 seed, and they took down the back-to-back defending Stanley Cup champion Penguins and then met the Canadiens in the conference finals. But, generally, no, Steve is right that, baseball's the zany one. Baseball just, I don't know, bleep happens. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Don't ask me to make sense of it. You got Bo Brisky hitting 101 on the radar gun. What? You got a guy in Herter who had a 5.8 ERA in the minors.
You sure Bo Brisky's not going to do the Scooby-Doo and it's really Joel Zamaya?
Right. It's Aroldis Chapman from 2017. Sweet neck tat. I don't know. You just go with it. Joe, 97.1. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Mike. Rico, again, how you guys doing?
Good.
As far as the Tigers, when I was talking, I'm nervous because, I've never seen anything like it, okay? So, when we're coming down to these games, my buddy and I, we do landscaping, and, we took an hour and a half off to watch the last three innings or whatever. You've never seen this before, correct? I'm dead serious. I've seen the Tigers blow stuff.
Whoa, Joe. Sorry, language.
And Joe, let me help you out here. You took the hour and a half off because of rain and impending.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that you were watching the Tigers in case the boss is
there. Joe, I think your clients would prefer if you said you had to go bleep in a hole than to just say I watched Tiger baseball for 90 minutes.
Right. Yeah. It was
just throwing that out there.
Wait, I thought we saw lightning. Was that lightning over there?
Why is there a landscaper squatting in the backyard? Just don't worry about it. Anything beats is our landscaper watching a baseball game on his phone.
He's just not going to cut the grass. He stopped halfway. Just, wow.
Why is he hovering over our drain?
2, 4, 8, 5, 3.
90 minutes. And if you did it, don't say it on radio.
Mommy, I think he's sick. He's just not moving.
Cutscene. Dumb and Dumber toilet doesn't work. All right. You take care of business. 248-539-9797. And we will get right back to the phones. If you are not convinced yet, like Kenny Cott, what is it going to take? And I am holding off on tomorrow's topic, which is how far I believe this team can take it. It's going to be a damn street fight, I think. Maybe. Possibly.
Mike hasn't getting swept by the Yankees.
No.
Spoiler alert.
Don't put that evil on me. My Yankees are gag artists. Don't worry. 5 o'clock. Tigers. Another dub. Scooble. Another great performance. Bullpen. Another Nolan Ryan coming out. Today it was Bo Brisky for a 6-out save. So here's the question. Rico and I have been pretty convinced here for a couple days. This thing's done. They're in. Kenny's not. A lot of people aren't. A lot of people are nervous. A lot of people just don't want to believe that it's happening. And that's fine. But here's what the topic today. Because how far can they take it? I was saving for tomorrow because I have a presentation. But here's my thing. If you stop viewing it that you have anything to lose, you'll get way more enjoyment out of it. I'll say it to you again. What the Tigers are about to do, it's only the second time in 150 years of Major League Baseball that it's been done. It's the first time in 51 seasons. You never had anything to lose. You had a Powerball ticket. You had a 0.1% chance on August 11th of making the playoffs. Powerball. Anyone saying they expected this is the equivalent of saying live from a 7-Eleven, oh, I can see it now. I'm winning the lottery today. No, you're not. You're a crackhead. So my point to you.
Both things could be true.
Right. So there's nothing to lose. So savor the last innocence you're going to have as a Tiger fan, because starting next year, expectation is going to change how you watch your team. Just like it's changed. Think of the joy you felt as a Lions fan last year. Just think about it. Close your eyes for a minute. Think about it. It was amazing. Because Rico and I from February, I said, you're winning the North. We're winning a home playoff game. At one point, that was outlandish to some. But then by the time it started happening, think of the ride and the joy and the excitement, the innocence of it. Now, think about what it's like now. Lions fans complaining about winning by double figures at Arizona because it didn't look sexy enough.
Didn't feel right. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I think Kenny's costing himself a lot of joy, but he'll make up for it with slick back hair and three daiquiris. Only two will be in his hands. I'll leave to imagination what the third one is. So my point is, if you're not convinced, what's it going to take? And how far they can take it, I'm going to tell you tomorrow.
But see, I think Kenny and his fan base, the people like Kenny, it's what happened in between, Mike. They're still jaded by the wings. You have to let it go. It was a ride that it ended up crashing and burning. That's okay. You're there. And here's the beauty of it. The baseball gods have gifted you the worst team maybe in baseball history to finish up with. You're not playing some red hot team that, like, man, maybe we win one. Right now, you could already set Scooble aside and just have the traveling secretary figure out what location we're traveling to. Or maybe you stay here at Comerica Park if you just don't lose another game. But you're in. Kenny, congratulations. Your Tigers are in.
Just enjoy yourself, Kenneth. No?
I'm enjoying myself just fine. I'm at like an 80% they're in. Don't mistake my, not 100% conviction as nervousness. I'm enjoying this.
You use the term scared, Kenneth.
I never once said the word scared.
Kenneth.
Rico used a word that I did like. He said jaded. That's exactly what it is. I'm jaded from the Red Wings. I'm not nervous or thinking that they're going to miss it.
But the difference is the Red Wings were in a position of expectation. You're not.
Yeah, they're the Twins right now. They're falling. They're pulling their hair out right now.
That's right.
No.
And again, here's the other thing, Kenny. The Tigers could do exactly what they're doing right now in 99 out of 100 seasons and would never be in this position because it required a complete and utter free fall in the worst bottom of the American League you'll ever see. Yep. Ever. Normally, it will take 87 or 88 to make the wild card. This year, I'm pretty sure 85 will get it done. And it took the Twins going, 11 and 24 or whatever it is, over a 35-game stretch. It took the Royals losing 8 out of 9, an 0-6 homestand. Look, savor it. You're in. Open your calendar next Tuesday. Tell me what you want for catered lunch, and I got you. Unless you're taking the day off and you want to go to the game. We can make that happen, too. Whatever you want. But you're in.
You flying them out to Baltimore?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do that.
little crab cakes.
For it's lunch. A one-way ticket, but yeah, I mean, it's you know, they're going to be hosting a playoff series. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding, David. Relax. We're on I'm the having Ferris fun. Wheel. I'm having fun with the people.
No, but what I was going to say is, it's funny because before the season, we talked about how bad this division was supposed to be, was going to be. And it took a while. It took the last 2 months of the season for it to actually show its face. And the Twins and the Royals just falling by the wayside. It took a long time for it to happen, but it happened, and the Tigers took advantage of it.
Historically bad.
Yes.
I mean, right. Mike, I mean, it's a great point because even if the Tigers are doing what they're doing, it would be deemed too little too late.
Like, right, you should still be five games out. Right.
This is where we would be angry.
That's crazy.
This is where we would be angry when we go back and we would parse through the season and say, remember that game, remember that game, and that game.
You Baez win those three
games.
Second.
Right, you win those three games and you're in. But not only did they start, they become the hottest team, just an epic. Look, winning and losing, they're both contagious.
Is it insulting? Okay. I'm asking this because I'm being genuine. I don't want people to be upset, but like, is it insulting to say this is Major League? I mean, no, you didn't find Willie Mays Hayes, but like, you know, there's no Joe Budal in but this is essentially a lot of nobodies. I mean, when you're bringing up guys who can't be quality in the minors and they come up here to turn into Mariano Rivera, that's kind of like Major League. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, some of your core is legit. Like Riley Green is legit. Kerry Carpenter absolutely is a bat you're going to have here. You know, Colt Keith will be here. But there still are plenty of guys in this lineup that are, come on, who are we kidding? They're backups for other teams, but they're doing enough. I mean, Zach McKinstry's nobody. But in every, like these big spots, and you're like, oh, no, not McKinstry. Double.
But see, that's why I say it's contagious. They believe they're going to win.
Yeah.
They don't realize I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm not really that good. Why? Because if I see my teammate doing it, I want to help out too. I want to do my part. It's contagious. The same disease is in Minnesota. It's just the antithesis of this where they can't get out of each other's way. They can't. They don't want to go to the plate. They don't want to go to the mound because they figure – I don't want to be the one to screw this up tonight.
They've made history in a different way. They are the first, I saw this on ESPN yesterday, they are the first baseball team to successfully shove their head up their collective ass. It's going to have to be surgically removed. Honestly, Baldelli should be fired, and those players should be given free rounds of golf because that's all they've wanted to do for a month. We're going to get to your phone calls. David on the ticket text. We got a full rack. We're going to go to the people. If you're not convinced, what's it going to take? And tomorrow, we are going to mix in some college football, but the Tigers are going to be a storyline from now until they're not. And it's how far can they take it? And I've got some ideas. Mm. I do. I just wanted to do this because Kenny was very scared, and I don't like seeing Kenny that way. It bothers me. David, ticket text.
It'll be an utter disappointment at this point if they don't get in. At worst, I see the Tigers going 4-1 to finish. Twins have to run the table. I doubt that's possible unless the Orioles just tank the final series. Tigers are going to the ALCS. They'll beat whoever they play in the wild card, and the Yankees can't win a playoff series against the Tigers. Watch the game at a bar in Windsor, and even the Canadians say the voodoo is real. Sean from Ann Arbor. Tigers are going to the playoffs. Royals, Twins, and Orioles stink. That is Joe from Clinton Township.
No, they all have. I mean, first of all, the Twins have no heart. But they all have fatal flaws. And whether it's injuries, no rotation, no heart, none of those teams should want to see you. Now, I don't think you can say that about Yankees or Cleveland and maybe Houston. But in the here and now, I don't even view these teams as a threat. Especially, you've just played the Orioles head up over the course of six games and taken 4 out of 6. Go ahead. You think the Orioles are excited to throw out Maury Povich in a playoff series? I mean, what the hell are we talking about here? Yeah, they got Corbin Burns. They don't have much else.
I actually see if you played them, game one would go similar to today. You'd end up 2-1. Winning it 2-1.
There you go.
And now you're putting them in the pressure cooker.
There you go. Done. Speak it into existence. You got the direct line to JC. Make it happen.
All right. I can't tell you what's going to happen because you wouldn't want to watch.
248-539-9797. Your phone calls are coming up next. 97.1. All right. Let's get to it, shall we? Kenny is not convinced. Kenny's about 75-80% there, but he hasn't reached mortal lock stage. Rico and I, you're in. This team's not going to stop playing the way they're playing because fundamentally at every level, it hasn't slowed down. Not defensively, not pitching, not with the bullpen, not with the decision-making, not with timely hitting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Kenny wants to wait until it's the first pitch of game one. Okay. I don't believe in that.
The only question I have about this Tigers team, where are you playing next week? That's it.
Yeah, do you?
That's it. Where are you playing? Because you're in. I just don't know where. And we got to figure that out. But get ready.
Barbecue or pit beef?
Yeah.
It's really just what it comes down to, yeah. Menu-wise.
Tell the wife and kids, hey, season's been extended, and I'll see you when I see you. But it may be a while.
Crab cakes or cattle? 248.
There you go.
All right, let's get to the people. Go to Scotty. He's up next, 97.1. Scott, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. Hey Rico. I think I want to predict exactly what you think in terms of how far can they take this.
Okay.
Okay. I think you think that they're going to win the whole dang thing. And the reason I say that...
Scott, hold on. Scott, I'm going to let you finish. That information is embargoed until tomorrow. That was for you, David.
I'll just say this. And Mike, you just touched on it. It's funny. Elite bullpen play. Elite starting pitching, dare I say, bit above average defense.
Oh, God, yeah.
Top of the rotation, ace of aces, and the most important thing, clutch hitting, right? Timely hitting. To go along with probably the best manager in baseball, like historically, this is a elite team that you should fear in the postseason.
I agree with you because of what you led with. And take it from a Yankee fan who hasn't, you know, we haven't been to the World Series in 15 years because we refuse to modernize. It is pitching over hitting in the playoffs. And what I'm watching on a nightly basis, Scotty, it's a misnomer that you've only beat bad teams. That's not true. People can't hit you. And I don't know how guys with five ERAs have come up here and turned into, you know, Pedro Martinez out of the pen. But Scotty, if this is what it's going to be, and you got a Cy Young Award winner at the top of your rotation, which means you're already up 2-0 in any seven-game series you play or any five-game series, Scotty, I think it's okay to begin saying, you know what? Who the hell are you? Now, again, I'm not telling you it'll be easy, and I'm not telling you you're going to be a favorite or anything like that. But, Scott, I don't think the American League's very good this year. I don't. I don't think my Yankees are special. I've seen this movie before. Show me Aaron Judge and Soto and Stanton and the rest of these guys doing what they do in July and August and do it in October. And do it against these pitchers. I got to see it to believe it. You know, the Guardians? Now, the Guardians play really good baseball, and you guys don't want to hear that. They're rock solid, and Stephen Vogt, again, another Manager of the Year candidate. You know they're going to pitch. They're pesky, and they do have arguably one of the five best hitters in the entire sport in Jose Ramirez. But outside of that, like, I'm not going to build a case you can't beat Houston. I'm not going to build a case that you can't beat the Orioles. No. They could absolutely be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I afraid of saying that now that I believe that they're in?
I'm not at all, because I think that you have the game one in hand. Because you're going to roll the best pitcher out there.
You're doing BOGO?
No. I'm saying you have the best pitcher out there, which means in a three-game series, if you're up 1-0, that means that the home team has to win 2. They have to go BOGO or you're moving on.
The other thing is you have the best bullpen in the sport. Now, I have stopped even...
Makes no sense.
No, exactly. I've stopped trying to figure out how, because it doesn't matter anymore. But people can go do their homework if they don't believe me. These are guys off the scrap heap that Dan Dickerson didn't even know who they were. And they're up here dominating. They're not passable. Oh, by the way, are we opening with Job? Are we using Job as a fireman? Hmm. Like having that arm now added to this thing. Like, well, it doesn't matter that it doesn't make sense. Who's hitting it?
Right.
Bo Brisky right now. I mean, how?
Just be like the security guard at the United Center playing Michael Jordan.
That's the Tigers. Somebody make a GIF where that guy has got a little Tigers hat on, and it's that's what this is.
Wait, how do you keep winning? Did your bullpen, what, bases loaded, one pitch, and you're out of the inning? Parker Meadows over the wall again?
Go to Justin. 971. Justin, how you doing?
Afternoon, fellas. Man, I'm riding high after that win today.
Yep. Hey, now, Justin. are you like Kenny, or are you a man's man over here? You're in.
And what is there to be jaded about? I mean, all I wanted at the beginning of the season was to have meaningful baseball in September. And now that we have it, I want more, man. Like, who's going to touch us in the AL? I'll give you Cleveland. I think Cleveland's a little bit scary. But, like, when I think about teams that can contest us, my brain goes right to L.A., Philly, San Diego, more so than anyone in the AL outside of Cleveland. This team just has heart, man. Timely hits. I don't know if AJ's some kind of a mad scientist. With how many bullpen starts did we sit through? I mean, is that maybe the reason that this bullpen developed the way that it did? I don't know what to chalk it up to, but at every level of the game, they are playing above expectation. And worst case scenario, they get into the playoffs, they take their licks, and they come away with so much character as a young team that they can grow on that for next season. It's all positives from here on out, gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I don't even want to, you know, I'm not going to get negative about what the run means for ownership, et cetera. I'll stay away from it. Let's just go where we're at now. If anything, if I own the team, I'm all in. We're going all in this offseason, and we're going to go win this damn thing. But we'll save that for later. Justin, I'm with you. I mean, you're a little dismissive of my Yankees, but then again, we've choked a bunch. And then we got screwed by AJ and the Astros because they cheated. I mean, call it what it is. Call it what it is.
Yeah.
I'll never unsee Altuve knowing exactly what pitch was coming and taking Chapman deep.
Wait, you mean he didn't need to run into the clubhouse for a second to change? And
the guy was wearing buzzers.
You know what? He was just sweaty from the Gatorade they had doused on him.
I'm just making a point. We were winning a World Series that year. Go to Justin.
You couldn't have been more obvious with that.
97.1. Justin, how you doing?
Good. Hey, how's it going, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm fully convinced they're making the playoffs, and I'm going to say with my chest, I think they're taking that second wild card spot. Even though I think that Houston series would be fun, you know, a little AJ Hinch revenge series, get to see decrepit JV again. But
he's been terrible. He's been awful since coming off the IL. Awful.
Oh, and you know in the offseason, Tiger fans are going to want to bring him back. But anyways, I'm excited. I haven't seen this brand of Tigers baseball in forever. Just make sure that Bo Brisky doesn't play any Guitar Hero, and I think we'll be good to go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not just him. It was just him today. And it's, right, you know, Hanafy and Herder and Gunther and Salmon. And, I mean, Justin, no one knows who these guys are. Nobody. And
they don't care. They're
dominant.
They're ready to go.
I know, but Justin, you sound like you're a baseball fan. Like, you do understand how hard it is to find bullpen help. The idea that you sold at the deadline on a team 10 games out, called up a bunch of nobodies who weren't even good in the minors, and they have turned into Wild Thing. That's a movie.
Yeah, it makes no sense, but Fetter makes them better. I think the real turning point in the season, for me at least, was that the Jim Leland day where they came back in the 13th inning against the Royals. I really feel like that's when I was fully convinced that they're going to make a run. And then they, you know, screw the kids over at the Little League World Series game. That was awesome, too. And I just think from there on out, man, I've just been fully convinced that they're going to make a run.
There's a lot of moments. I mean, you could say the Grand Slam in San Diego, two outs, Parker Meadows. You're down 3-0. The only thing that's winning that game, you know, is a grand slam. You get it. the Williamsport game. I know AJ has said he thought that that was a seminal moment for the team. I mean, Justin, how many? I could bring up bases loaded, nobody out, and we're out in two pitches. I could bring up second and third, nobody out, bottom of the ninth in Baltimore. No problem. Justin, there's a million moments because all of it, the only thing it's missing is like Tom Hanks as the manager. That's what this is.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think they're dangerous. Yes, because I have to leave aside everything I know in my heart that this is not real. And you have to just look at what's happening in front of you and go, all right, who's hitting them? Mm-hmm. Especially in a playoff series where it's all hands on deck, I can pull even more strings. I can make more moves.
And because you saw this foolishness, except for you were on the other side of it when it was the St. Louis Cardinals. And it made no sense, but somehow they worked their
Anthony way. Anthony Reyes in those stupid socks and his flat brim hat. Can't unsee it. Would they have 85 wins? 83 wins?
Yeah, I think
Tigers just got their 83rd today. You know what's goofy? I thought they'd go. We talked preseason. I think you had the receipts. I had 85 wins, but I said, well, they'll finish probably 2-3 out. Because it generally takes 87, 88. They're going to end up with 85 or 86. And they're going to be in by a lot. Watch the Twins lose to the Marlins tonight. Maybe Kenny will believe that.
You know what? The receipt segment gets punted down the road. Can't do it until the season's over.
Oh, we got to do playoff receipts?
No, we can't do the receipts. I mean, unless you want to do regular season and then do some playoff receipts. But
whatever you want. 248-539-9797.
I'm just here to antagonize you.
Why?
Because you love the receipts.
The receipts are something. All right, tomorrow's show, we'll try to thread the needle. It's going to be a lot of Tigers because we do need to start talking about how far they can take this. I have a detailed presentation. But we got to talk college football, too. How far can Michigan take it as a service academy? How far can Michigan State take it with Ray Charles at quarterback? These are the probing questions that people want to know. We will address them tomorrow. What?
Nothing.
Turnovers have got to stop.
Orgy or Childs or death.
No, you take Childs. You need to throw the ball. You would take Childs. Come on now. Even the biggest Sparty hater would say you would take him because they'd only ask him to throw 8 to 10 times. They're essentially Michigan should change their fight song to Anchors Away. They're Navy. But it's how I told you they had to play, and they won. I think they can. Tomorrow's going to be a day about how far we can take it with all three teams.
I mean, talk about the Lions' woes in the second half.
Nope. Nope. Let's go to the people. Let's go to Rocco, 97.1. Rock, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man? You guys okay?
Yes, sir. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad, not bad. I was telling the screen earlier, Mike Rico, I was down at Nemo's Bar, right? And I tell you what, man, that place was off the chain. Actually, I went down there a little bit before, you know, saying 12:30. I was hoping to score some tickets because, you know, a lot of times, you know, by they moving up the baseball time, you know, sometimes you can go down there and you know, score tickets. But listen, I tell you what, man, that place was off the chain. From the time I got there to the time I left, maybe after the Tigers game, it was off the chain. I mean, great crowd. I mean, everybody was just, you know, excited about the Tigers. And I'm like you, Mike. You never know, man. These young guys have nothing to play for. It's like, you know, we go out here, man. This is what we've been doing since we were 7, 8, 9 years old. Go out here and have fun. And I tell you what, man, if these guys get in, nobody wants to see these guys because these guys are the hottest team in baseball right now, the hottest team.
And they've been that way for, 6, 7 weeks. I mean, at that point, it kind of just becomes who you are. I mean, I hesitate from saying, well, nobody wants to see us. I'd rather just phrase it, we have a credible shot, and here's why. But go ahead, I don't care. Do whatever you party. Yeah, listen, you want to say we want Bama? Go for it. Rock and roll. I'm not gonna bleep in the punch bowl. Do what you want.
And absolutely, me and my guys were just, you know, going on FanDuel, and right now the Tigers are +4,500 to win the World Series. And I know we might be getting a little ahead of ourselves, but I mean, you never know, man. This is baseball. It's no dominant team out here right now, you know, that you can say, hey, this team is better than everybody else. You know, if you guys, you know, get a good pitching staff and go on a roll, I mean, you never know, you know what I'm saying, what will happen. But I just, you know, so happy for the small business down there that, you know, kind of, you know, hang in there, you know what I'm saying. Nemo's was off the chain, McShane's, Slow's, all those business down there was, you know, having fun, man, you know, getting a good crowd that they usually don't get. So
no, and again, I mean, for 10 years, we've had nothing in this town. We had the lowest winning percentage of any four-sport town in the United States of America with a 375 win percentage, okay? This is owed to us because we're not a loser town like Cleveland.
Do you think the Pistons can make it a clean
sweep? No, absolutely not. That forget it. That's like asking.
At least be an interest.
That's like asking the dead to rise. I saw that commercial last night on my TV. I almost hurled the remote.
Can they make it in? We didn't think this team could do this.
No, stop. Hold on. That's a surefire sign. If the Pistons somehow are on pace to win 50 games, the meteor's coming. Then something bigger than us is happening. No. I will accept the Red Wings. I will accept the Tigers. I will accept the Lions. There is no scenario.
Think about it. You had Michigan win the national title. Maybe we're the center of the sports universe.
Please.
Did they?
Please.
Did they?
Please, can Detroit win?
Did they?
They did.
Mike. Did they?
They did. Pretty sure they're changing their logo to Walmart.
Bet.
Yeah, that's right. You savor those memories because it's all you're going to have, David.
Let's right go. There in my head.
That a baby. Let's go to Jesse, 97.1. Jess, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I want to make a parallel to the Red Wings. You know, I know it's kind of comparing apples to oranges right now with where the organizations are, but following up on a couple calls today, the youth energy, you know, I feel like if you get a couple youth energetic bodies into the Red Wings this season, why can't they make the playoffs? I know they were close and they kind of choked last season with some injuries and such, but I'm drinking the Kool-Aid from the Tigers right now. And New Deal alone had a quote in training camp about the energy that they're feeling from the Tigers. So who knows, man? Maybe there's something for the Red Wings yet this year.
Yeah, and Jess, look, it would make more sense if the Red Wings made a playoff run based on how long you've had to wait. The Tigers actively sold at the deadline. They brought in people that had really no professional prospects, and they've turned into the best pitching staff in the entire sport. Yeah, I mean, you just roll with it at this point, right?
I feel like if you have pitching, the analogy in hockey maybe is goaltending. So if you just roll with what you got and it's all roses, you know, if we can have three goalies average 9.10, 9.15 save percentage, that's a playoff spot in my book in Detroit.
Yeah, you know what the Tigers have done? It's the equivalent of Cosa getting the call up and being Roberto Luongo from day one. That he just comes up dominant. No, I'm being sincere. Or he comes up and he's Swayman. Or he comes up and he's Marc-Andre Fleury, vintage. Like, that's what the equivalent of what the Tigers did. The difference is at least the guy you'd be calling up has pedigree. You know, it's not like you're calling up a guy who's got a 4.39 goals against and an 8.68 save percentage. That's what the Tigers did. And it turned into Patrick Waugh prime. That's crazy.
Shiger.
Oh, no, not that series. Oh, my God. They rang it off the pipe like 50 times. Was it 0-4, 0-5 against the Ducks? Oh, God. Go to Drew, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, bud?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you, buddy?
Oh, I am so above myself with this run that the Tigers went on. I mean, if you think about it, they got no business being here. I mean, 10 games under 500. They trade one of their best pitchers. Perez is a surprise. He goes down. Carpenter goes down. Green's hurt for a couple games. Parker comes back, goes up, and then goes on the DL for a few days. I mean, they got no business. And then McKinstry, for a spell with about 30 games, he hit like 350, right? A guy that's got no lineage, got no pedigree. A guy that should be a bench player at best, okay? So with all this stuff you're saying now, 10 games under 500, I quit my Bally's. I dropped my Bally's app. I said, they're done. I gave up on them. So I pick it back up this past weekend, the first game on Friday against the Orioles. Now, mind you, me and my family are listening to the games on the radio, okay? So we feel like we got a good mojo going with the juju, okay, listening to it on the radio, okay? So then I decided to buy back in on Friday, and they lose 7-1. So my family's giving me some crap, okay? They're like, what are you doing, man? You're killing the juju, right? So then we go to Saturday night. We got the lead 4-2. You know what happens. Bases loaded, nobody out. We got no business getting out of that game, and we come out and win that game. I mean, that's when I told them, I said, see, I didn't screw things up. I made it stronger because now we get to watch it. Listen, man, this is so great. You guys set the tone, though. When you guys said, Tigers, just give us something to watch until the Lions start playing, that set the tone. Because remember, there were 10 games under. We were about to all turn the page.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden they're back into it. Now look at us. We might get some extra playing.
But
this is so awesome, guys.
That's the team's job. That's always been my approach to sports. I'm not going to get upset at fans when the team doesn't seem to care or when the team doesn't perform regardless of sport. It is upon the teams. It is their responsibility as an entertainment product to be entertaining. I have no issue that fans are flocking to them now. What the hell do you want people to do? This team was awful for a majority of the season. Mm-hmm. Awful. And worse, even when they would win, you felt like you lost because the product was awful.
No. Think about this. They were so awful, they went off of TV, like my man Drew just said. And I think a lot of people just said, I'm going to go on vacation. I'm going to do other things. I don't care. They're not winning, and they're not on TV. I'm going to recapture my summer. And then, lo and behold, now they're winning again, and now you're back watching. But that was the worst possible thing, is that team all of a sudden just started tanking, and they went off the air.
Also that didn't help. 248-539-9797. Get more to people coming up next.
So tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about the Tigers. How far can they go? I got my opinion. Mike has his opinion. We're also going to get some college football in there because, David, hey, your team went out there and got it done. Despite what I thought, what you thought.
Despite what I thought,
what Jansen thought, what Desmond Howard thought. They went out there and got it done. So we're going
to
talk about that.
Leave it to old Sparty to be one of the only believers. Just old scumbag Mike.
Well, Cookies believe.
Right, but he's a blue belly.
That's true.
Well, M. Go Costa?
He went to Central Michigan, remember?
Right, but that's where all the kids who can't get into U of M go.
Oh.
Thought they went to Eastern.
Cookies, he's a blue belly.
He says he's not.
Look. as the commercials say, Spartans will. You know, I had to be the voice of reason. I had to raise you up like Josh Groban at a football banquet.
So was that, how come you and Charles Woodson didn't take the flag and run out the tunnel?
Well, I've actually been contacted by Fox Big Noon Kickoff.
Okay.
There's a chance I will be joining the crew and running up and down the field. Like
okay, all right.
What the hell are you talking about?
We're just talking about how, you know, so many of the blue bellies at this station had no belief that Michigan could function with Orgy, and leave it to the old MSU dairy store to just kind of give you guys a little hope.
You do have a hell of a dairy store.
Buddy, I haven't been there in 25 years, but is it still open?
I guess.
I actually tried to go after the game thinking everybody was going to be gone. Line, out the door, wrapped around, mm-hmm. coming still out open, into the parking lot.
They were looking
for you. Up there, like, the game, like, it was the Prairie View game.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know what
it's 40
me?
To nothing.
Like, this guy needs to wait in the line. He knows the chief of police at MSU.
No, he's not there anymore.
Where is he?
He went into the portal. He's at Colorado.
What a loser.
All right, he's with Dion.
He's with Dion. So, yeah, I got to wait in line.
What little respect I had, gone. So my point is, you could just call Haller. Allen. Daddy needs a cone. I mean, come on.
With sprinkles. Sprinkles.
I got to stand in line. I didn't have time.
Kenny was not quite convinced. He's about 75-80%. We're in mortal lock state.
You know what? I don't know how you can't be convinced. The only way is if you weren't playing the White Sox the last three games, if you had like a tough opponent, you might be a little bit nervous. But it's
mortal lock.
It might be locked up before you even start stomping on the poor little pale hose.
Tomorrow.
And that's what I said. Mm-hmm. If you had any other team, I may not feel this confident.
Because Tampa Bay, that's not a pushover. Well, you know,
if you want something funny, just read the actual White Sox Twitter social media feed after every loss. Yes, it's hilarious because how they describe their losses. Some other team scored more than we did.
It's like a game was played. Yeah. We lost.
Major League Baseball said we had to play this game, and we lost.
Okay, have you guys thought about if the White Sox sweep their next three games, then they go into the Tigers series trying not to lose 121?
Well, what's 121?
That would set the record for
120. They tied the record.
Can I say this with love and respect? Yeah. You're an idiot.
You just can't take a joke, can you?
Yeah, I don't say anything with love and respect to him. Point you don't
is,
have to.
Tomorrow's show, we're going to do how far can this team take it. Boy. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be in a fight with people.
No. This jackass over here, maybe you agree with him, was setting up the pitching rotation for the Dodgers series.
No, I said the Phillies, by the way. How dare you?
I don't think he's far off.
Oh, my.
Well, little Shohei.
Hold on. Can I say this to you as a broken Yankees fan? I could totally see this team, first of all, I'd have to face Skubal minimum twice.
Mm-hmm.
Then all I see is Mariano Rivera, Bo Brisky, and, literally, who is hitting this team?
How are you going to hit off of Burner and Hennepy and...
Herder with the greatest sweeper in the history of the game?
Herder, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Jackson Jobe is here. He can be an opener.
Or Tyler Holton. He is going to be...
No. He's going to be Joel Zumaya.
What about Henry Hennepy?
One-shot eye going up against your Yankees.
So my point
is... Voodoo Child is going to be playing at Comerica once again.
My point is...
Yeah,
what? I don't think Rieger is wrong for thinking they can go a long way. Because once you let go of trying to make any sense of it.
Mm. Which we've done, I think. I've let go of that.
Once you let go of how is it happening and you just accept that it's happening, it becomes 1995 Northwestern.
That's a weird comparison.
No, it's not.
No, I hadn't thought of that. I mean,
Northwestern was no one.
Yeah.
They were trash.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the early season win against Notre Dame with Max Schnur at fullback, right? Like, once you leave it alone and go, okay, F it. It's not why, it's that it is.
But it's funny because the Tigers are doing that now, too. Remember, they would not nurture this at all. They refused to push back Skubal or do anything from their original plan.
There was really no
inkling.
And now
they're bringing up Jackson Jobe, and it's wild.
There was no inkling whatsoever. Like, no moves they made was with a playoff spot in mind for this year. And maybe that's why it worked. Maybe they didn't, throw anybody out there. It
worked because...
keep pressure on them.
Once every couple of decades, something happens in the sports world that is inexplicable.
And how about
you just
this?
Roll with it.
Is Scoobsy, he doesn't have the longevity yet, but is Skubal Verlander, not in the totality of his career, but every time he pitches, you expect to win 2-0 or 2-1?
No.
You don't think he's there yet?
No. I mean, hell, they just lost two starts in a row of his in a playoff.
That really is fault, though.
Yeah.
I'm making a point. When Verlander pitched, it wasn't just winning. Mm. It was no-hitter. It was complete game.
Well,
it
they don't do that anymore.
Hey, I'm making a point. I'm not going to disrespect prime Verlander. I'm not going to go there. Skubal's a six-inning pitcher and the best one in the game.
Yeah.
But he's not a guy that's going to finish the
game. He might not even yet be in his prime, Skubal.
Well,
might not. I mean, he's only been doing this for, 2 years?
If you could get that second spot, which I think you could, over the Royals, they would play if they won against Baltimore. They just took 4-6 from them, so there's no reason to think they can't.
Candy asses.
They would play the Guardians in the second round or the ALDS.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me that's not a winnable series.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm talking to Mojo.
I don't know.
Team in the American just League so long that as they is get that to, scary.
Just so long as they get to play the Yankees at some point. I want to see our friend Michael here.
If they play the Guardians, you're going to have people trying to buy tickets and driving there. So, you could have some Tiger fans.
Oh, take over Progressive.
The point is, they're the hottest team in the game, and they have what it takes to win in the playoffs, which is pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even making sense of it. If they all turn into pumpkins in a playoff series, which we have seen, right? We've seen good teams fall on their face.
Of course, yeah.
My point is,
exhale.
I have now reached a point where I will be more surprised at that than if they just keep doing what they're doing.
I agree. It's crazy, too, because Skubal is their only starter now. No, notice they're not even starting Montero anymore. They use the bullpen deal with
it. It doesn't
they have
matter.
One starter.
AJ and Fetter have a Price is Right wheel, and it's just got a picture of their whole pitching staff, and they just go up and they spin the thing.
No, no. Zach McKinstry is starting the clincher.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. And it's clinching day. Zach's
I heard the caller there. Talking about Zach McKinstry to you guys. He won Tiger of the Month for the month of August.
Really?
He was like on a 13-game hitting streak.
Good. That's for fantastic. Him. Good
That's for unreal. Him.
All right, what are you guys doing?
Tiger Bay.
Okay.
You know, they won again. And there wasn't a huge crowd because of the switch in time.
And it's raining.
And it's raining. But I expect
it was
to
a
be
loud crowd.
Huge
crowd. They actually were pretty loud.
Going forward.
Okay.
I just assumed that they're going to keep stomping these teams. Because I also think these teams are somewhat toothless. Tampa Bay, toothless.
This is, okay.
White Sox, toothless.
Oh, here. I'm going to say this and someone will spin it negative. Look, it's okay to say this is one of the worst American leagues I've ever seen.
100%.
I tried to say 100%. That and they yelled at me off of Twitter.
Did you happen to watch Yandy Diaz today run the first base? Like, that dude really wants to be playing baseball right now.
Rico, get out of here while you can. All right, these two are coming up next.
Oh, what happened?
Oh.
What happened?